All right, so get this. We're diving into machine learning today.
That was fun.
But don't worry, no coding experience required.
Okay, good.
So you sent over some research on this tool, Mango, and it looks like it's making waves in how we fine-tune these machine learning models.
That's right. Mango is all about hyperparameter tuning.
Hyperparameter tuning.
Yeah, it might sound a little intimidating at first,
Yeah.
but it's really a game changer for anyone who's working with machine learning.
Especially in like the real world.
Yeah, especially in real-world applications, exactly.
So for our listeners who might be new to this whole thing,
Yeah.
can you just break down what hyperparameters are and why they're important?
Sure.
I get that there are like settings for these models,
Yeah.
but what's the big deal about getting them just right?
So imagine you have a recipe for a cake. You've
Okay.
got all your ingredients, you've got your oven, and you've got your basic steps.
Right.
But there are all these little adjustments you can make, like the oven temperature, the baking time, how much you mix the batter.
Okay.
Those are like your hyperparameters.
Okay, getting them wrong can mean the difference between a fluffy masterpiece and a total culinary disaster. So in machine learning, these hyperparameters, they can actually make or break your model's performance.
Absolutely. A tiny tweak to a hyperparameter could mean the difference between a model that accurately predicts customer behavior and one that's basically useless.
Oh, wow.
And here's the catch. As machine learning models become more and more complex, the number of these hyperparameters explodes,
Oh no.
making it practically impossible to manually test every single combination to find that sweet spot.
So you're telling me these data scientists, they're stuck just tweaking hundreds of these settings,
It's a huge bottleneck.
just hoping to get lucky.
And that's where these tools like Mango come in.
Okay.
They automate this hyperparameter tuning process,
That sounds pretty useful.
saving time and unlocking performance that wouldn't be feasible through manual tweaking.
Wow.
Yeah.
So from what I've read, Mango goes beyond just basic tuning. It seems to tackle this problem called CH, combined algorithm classifier selection and hyperparameter
That's right.
optimization. Okay, so first of all, what is that?
So CHH is the next level of complexity. It
Okay.
means that not only do you have to find the perfect settings for a model,
Okay.
but you also often have to choose the best model itself
Oh, wow.
from a whole library of options.
So it's not even just about like finding the right settings. It's
Oh,
like, do
yeah.
you even have the right model?
Exactly. Imagine trying to bake the best cake, but you have to decide between a cheesecake, a chocolate cake, and a pie, each with dozens of adjustable
Oh
settings.
my gosh.
It's a lot.
That sounds like a nightmare.
And many existing hyperparameter tuning frameworks, they aren't designed to handle this level of complexity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they might be too rigid, require specific software environments,
Uh-huh.
or rely on search algorithms that struggle with the sheer number of possibilities.
Okay.
Mango was built from the ground up to overcome these limitations.
So this is where it gets really interesting because in the research you sent over, it mentions that Mango is specifically designed for production environments.
That's right.
So what does that mean?
It means real-world applications versus just research labs.
Okay.
A lot of machine learning research happens in a somewhat idealized setting,
Okay.
but in the real world, things are messy.
Yeah, for sure.
You have system failures,
Huh.
unexpected data,
Yep.
tight deadlines.
Yeah. Always.
Mango is built to be robust and adaptable, able to handle these real-world challenges without falling apart.
Okay. I'm starting to see why this is such a big deal.
Yeah.
So tell me, how does Mango actually work its magic?
Sure.
I understand it has something to do with Bayesian optimization and Gaussian processes,
Right.
but honestly, those sound pretty intimidating.
They do sound a little intimidating.
Can you give me the gist without
Yeah.
getting too lost in the technical weeds?
Okay, so at its core, Mango uses Bayesian optimization to intelligently explore the vast space of possible hyperparameters.
Okay.
Think of it like a treasure hunt. Instead of randomly digging holes, Mango uses information from each attempt to create a map guiding it towards the most promising areas.
So it's learning as it goes and making smarter guesses based on the results of previous
That's
tests.
precisely.
And then what about the Gaussian processes part?
Oh, that's the mathematical engine under the hood.
Okay.
It allows Mango to model the relationship between hyperparameters and performance, essentially building that treasure map.
Okay, so it sounds like Mango is taking a much more strategic approach
Yes.
than older methods that might have just brute forced their way through all the different possibilities.
Exactly. Brute force can work for simple problems, but when you're dealing with hundreds of hyperparameters and multiple model choices, you need a more intelligent strategy.
Gotcha.
And Mango provides that.
This is fascinating stuff.
Yeah, it is.
And it seems like Mango is doing this all while being lightweight and open source.
Yes, those are two of his biggest strengths.
Okay.
Being lightweight means it's efficient and doesn't hog resources, which is crucial for deployment in real-world systems.
Makes sense.
And being open source makes it accessible to anyone.
That's huge.
Fostering collaboration and innovation.
So we've got a tool that's smart, efficient, robust, and accessible.
Yeah.
What's not to love?
Right.
But before we get too carried away, I want to see some evidence.
Sure.
Does Mango actually live up to the hype?
I think so.
The research you sent over mentioned some pretty impressive real-world examples.
Yes, it did.
Can you walk me through those?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mango has already proven its worth across a variety of applications.
Okay.
For example, the research you sent mentioned how Mango is being used at Arm.
Arm.
The company behind the chip designs that power most of the world's smartphones.
Oh, wow. Okay, so we're talking about some serious hardware here.
Yeah, very serious hardware.
How is Mango helping them out?
Designing those intricate computer chips is incredibly complex.
I bet.
Millions of lines of code need to function flawlessly.
Yeah.
And of course, bugs are the enemy.
You mean like literal errors in the chip's design?
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds scary. I'd hate for my phone to suddenly stop working because of a bug.
Yeah, it's a massive concern.
I bet.
And it's where Mango really shines.
Okay.
Arm is using machine learning models to help identify potential bugs in their chip designs. And Mango is being used to optimize the training of those models.
Okay.
By finding the optimal hyperparameters, Mango significantly reduces the time and resources needed for training.
So it's speeding things up.
Yeah, speeding things up, making the whole bug hunting process much faster and more efficient.
So Mango's not just speeding things up, it's potentially finding bugs that might have otherwise slipped through the crack.
Exactly. It's like upgrading from a basic spell checker to a sophisticated grammar and style editor.
Okay.
Mango helps ensure that these chips are as bug-free as possible before they end up in billions of devices.
That's really impressive.
Yeah.
It seems like Mango is having a real impact on the quality and reliability of the tech we use every single day.
Yeah, I think so.
But what about applications beyond chip design? You mentioned something about AutoML earlier.
Right. AutoML, short for automated machine learning,
okay,
is another area where Mango is making waves.
What is that?
It's essentially a way to make the power of machine learning accessible to people who aren't coding experts or data scientists.
So for someone like me who can barely write a Hello World program,
yeah,
AutoML could be my gateway into the world of machine learning.
You got it.
Awesome.
It's all about simplifying the process.
Okay.
Making it easier for anyone to build and deploy machine learning models, even without deep technical expertise.
So where does Mango fit into all of this?
Well, one of the key ingredients in a successful AutoML framework,
yeah,
is the ability to efficiently tune hyperparameters across various models and data sets. That's where Mango excels.
Okay.
Its flexible architecture allows it to be seamlessly integrated into these AutoML systems.
Gotcha.
Handling the heavy lifting of hyperparameter optimization behind the scenes.
So it's like having a robotic assistant that takes care of all the tedious tuning work, allowing users to focus on the bigger picture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It frees them up to focus on defining their objectives, understanding their data, and interpreting the results without getting bogged down in the technical details.
It sounds like Mango is playing a crucial role in democratizing machine learning.
I think so.
Making it a tool that's not just for specialists,
right,
but for anyone with a problem to solve and data to explore.
Exactly.
And speaking of exploring, I'm curious about those TinyML applications we touched on earlier. Those seem particularly fascinating.
TinyML is a rapidly growing field.
Okay.
And Mango is right at the forefront.
Cool.
Remember those tiny devices we talked about, like smart thermostats, wearables, sensors?
Yes.
They all have limited processing power and memory.
Right.
Trying to run sophisticated machine learning models on these devices is a huge challenge.
Yeah, it's like trying to run a high-end video game on a budget smartphone.
That's a great analogy.
Thanks.
The hardware just can't keep up. And this is where Mango's ability to find the optimal balance between model accuracy and resource constraints becomes essential.
Okay.
It can squeeze every ounce of performance out of these tiny devices, allowing them to do things that were previously unimaginable.
So Mango is helping to shrink the size of AI without sacrificing its power.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What kind of real-world applications are we talking about here?
Well, imagine tiny wearable sensors that can monitor your vital signs and detect anomalies in real time, alerting you to potential health issues before they become serious.
Oh.
or smart homes that learn your preferences and adjust the environment to your liking.
Okay.
From lighting and temperature to music and security.
It sounds like Mango is helping to bridge the gap between the world of powerful AI and the constraints of the physical world.
I think so.
But I have to ask, how does Mango handle the challenge of finding the best model architecture for these resource-limited devices?
That's a great question.
That seems like a whole other level of complexity. Mm-hmm.
You're right. Choosing the right model architecture is crucial, especially when dealing with limited resources.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where Mango's ability to handle categorical parameters comes in.
Categorical parameters, remind me what those are again.
They're basically choices or options that don't have a numerical value.
Okay.
Think of it like choosing between different types of building materials or layouts when designing a house.
Okay.
In the context of neural networks, these choices could involve the number of layers, the types of connections between them, and the activation functions used.
So it was like Mango is helping to design the blueprint for the neural network.
Yeah.
Making sure it's both powerful and efficient enough to run on these tiny devices.
Exactly. It explores the vast space of possible architectures, testing and evaluating different configurations to find the one that achieves the best performance within the given constraints.
That's remarkable.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It sounds like Mango is essentially taking on the role of an AI architect, crafting these intricate neural networks to fit the specific needs of each application.
That's a great way to put it.
And the research you sent specifically highlights how Mango is being used to optimize neural networks for inertial navigation on microcontrollers.
That's right.
Inertial navigation, what is that?
So inertial navigation is a way to track the movement of an object without relying on external signals like GPS.
Okay.
It uses sensors like accelerometers and gyroscopes to measure changes in motion and calculate the object's position.
So like a built-in compass and map.
Yeah, exactly.
That can tell you where you are even when you're in a tunnel or deep underwater.
Precisely.
That's so cool.
And this technology is crucial for things like robotics, autonomous vehicles, and even augmented reality applications where precise location tracking is essential.
Okay, now my mind is blown.
It's pretty amazing stuff.
So Mango is not only optimizing AI for tiny devices.
Right.
It's also helping to power some of the most futuristic technologies out there.
Yeah, it is.
This is getting me really excited about the potential of machine learning.
You do.
And what's even more exciting is that Mango achieves all of this while being incredibly efficient and scalable.
Yes. Those are two of its biggest strengths.
Now, hold on. We keep using those terms.
Yeah.
But I want to make sure I understand what they really mean in this context.
Sure.
Okay. I'm starting to get just how versatile and powerful Mango is.
Yeah. It's pretty impressive.
But I have to admit, a lot of these examples, while fascinating, feel pretty far removed from my, like, day-to-day work.
Sure.
I'm not designing microchips or building robots.
Right.
At least not yet.
Not yet.
How can someone like me, who's maybe just starting to explore the world of machine learning, actually benefit from Mango?
That's a great question. And it's important to remember that Mango isn't just for these bleeding-edge applications.
Okay.
Its core strengths, efficient hyperparameter tuning model selection, and the ability to handle complex scenarios are valuable across a wide range of fields and skill levels.
So you're saying that even if I'm not building the next self-driving car, Mango could still be a useful tool in my machine learning toolbox?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's say you're trying to build a model to predict customer churn for your business.
Okay.
You've gathered your data. You've researched some potential models, but you're not sure which one will perform best or how to fine-tune those hyperparameters to get the most accurate predictions.
That sounds all too familiar.
Right.
It's like having a pantry full of ingredients and a cookbook with dozens of cake recipes.
Yeah.
But no idea which one to choose or how to adjust the measurements to get the perfect result.
Exactly. And that's where Mango can step in and take a lot of the guesswork out of the process.
Oh.
It can systematically explore different models and hyperparameter settings, finding the combination that gives you the most accurate churn predictions for your specific data set.
So it's like having an expert pastry chef by my side.
I like that analogy.
Guiding me through the recipe selection and fine-tuning the ingredients to create a cake that's tailored to my taste.
Exactly. And the beauty of Mango is that you don't need to be a coding wizard to use it.
Okay, good.
It's designed with user-friendliness in mind.
Okay.
And there are plenty of resources and tutorials available to help you get started regardless of your technical background.
That's reassuring. But even if I manage to get Mango up and running, how do I actually apply it to my specific problem?
So Mango provides a clear and intuitive interface for defining your objectives and constraints.
Okay.
You can specify the type of model you want to use, the range of hyperparameters you want to explore, and the performance metrics you want to prioritize.
Gotcha.
It's all about giving Mango the right instructions so it can focus its search on the solutions that matter most to you.
So it's like giving my expert pastry chef a detailed wish list for my cake, the flavors, the size, the frosting, everything.
Yeah.
And Mango takes care of finding the recipe and tweaking the ingredients to match my specifications.
Precisely. You provide the high-level guidance, and Mango handles the complex optimization process behind the scenes, delivering results tailored to your specific needs.
This is starting to make a lot of sense. It seems like Mango is taking the complexity out of machine learning,
Right.
making it more accessible and empowering for anyone who wants to leverage its potential.
That's the goal. And the potential applications go far beyond churn prediction.
Okay.
Whether you're in marketing, finance, healthcare, or any field that generates data, Mango can help you build better models, make more informed decisions, and even automate complex tasks.
Wow, it really feels like Mango is a game changer for the world of machine learning.
I think so.
It's not just about building smarter machines, it's
Okay.
about empowering people to use those machines more effectively and creatively.
Couldn't have said it better myself. As you delve deeper into the world of machine learning, you'll find that Mango can keep pace with your growing needs and ambitions.
Okay.
It's a tool that can evolve with you expanding your capabilities and encouraging you to explore new frontiers.
This has been an incredible journey into the world of Mango.
I agree.
I have to say, you were right to be excited about this
Oh,
one.
thanks.
It's amazing to see how a single tool can have such a profound impact on so many different fields.
It really is. It's a testament to the power of human ingenuity and the transformative potential of machine learning when we make it accessible and user-friendly.
So, what's the key takeaway for our listeners today? What's the one thing we want them to remember about Mango?
I think it's this Mango isn't just for experts or for solving complex futuristic problems. It's a tool for anyone who wants to harness the power of machine learning, regardless of their technical background or the scale of their goals, whether you're building the next generation of AI or simply trying to gain a deeper understanding of your data. Mango might just be the key to unlocking a world of possibilities.
That's a perfect note to end on. Thanks for guiding us through this fascinating deep
The
dive.
pleasure was all mine.
I feel like I've learned a ton, and I'm excited to see how Mango continues to shape the future of machine learning.
Me too. And for our listeners, be sure to check out the show notes for links to more information about Mango and how you get started. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.